Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to this. So the NBA announced today it's going to be officially approved tomorrow, but their plans are now out. 22 teams going, including Portland. We talked about it a lot earlier in the show. They're all going to play 8 regular season games. And this, I think people are just excited, man. Like, here we go. We got the format. This is going to be awesome. Well, apparently, there are some teams in the NBA that are arguing we should get something out of this, meaning there will be no home court advantage. Usually, if you're a top 4 seed, of course, you get home court advantage in the first round. You get potentially home court advantage after that. Maybe you have the number 1 overall record in the NBA. Is that the Lakers or the Bucks? Bucks?
Bucks.
Bucks. Yeah. So they would get home court advantage if they reach an NBA Finals against the Lakers. Like, that's a big impact, man. You get a Game 7 on your own floor.
Milwaukee's a hostile environment to play in,
too.
Tough
place to go play. You get to start the Finals on your own floor. Conference Finals starting on your own floor, right? So they're saying, well, hold on here. We played almost 70 games, and now we're just going to go play neutral site. We don't get anything for that. So teams with better records are now arguing we should get something out of this. Here are some of the ideas that they floated out according to sources on ESPN. Let me know how you feel about any of these, okay? These are replacement ideas for home court advantage. The higher seeded team is awarded the first possession of the second, third, and fourth quarters following a traditional jump ball to begin the game.
Okay.
Get 3 extra possessions.
Sure.
Okay.
That's the kind of advantages we're looking for here.
The higher seeded team is allowed to designate one player to be whistled for 7 fouls instead of 6 before fouling out.
Rolo!
Right?
Rolo! You got 7.
Whoever your goon is on the team, yeah, just give him an extra foul. The higher seeded team would receive an extra coach's challenge.
Okay.
Instead of the whatever they normally get, like 2 if you win,
I think it's 2
or
a game,
something.
Yeah.
Higher seeded team being able to transport their actual hardwood home court to the arenas to preserve the feel of their home playing experience.
That's stupid, but
that's
okay.
That's going to take more people.
Right?
That one's going to be tossed out by the medical protocol. That won't even make it anywhere.
And then last but not least, an off-court feature in which playoff teams in order of seeding 1 through 16 receive first choice on the pick of the hotel in which they want to stay at.
That's the one I'd die on that hill if I was the number 1 overall seed.
You want to pick the hotel first?
The rest of it doesn't make a difference.
I'm okay with the foul. You can want one player to have 7 fouls, whatever. That's not going to impact the game all that much.
And neither would the possession thing.
No.
That's a pretty simple thing of just saying, all right, you're the highest seeded team. We do a jump ball to start the game, and then whoever's the higher seeded team gets the...
It's 3 possessions out of 250.
Yeah. So it's not a huge deal.
I see the fight
if I was
here.
The team, I would, the hotels, because you know there's 1 or 2 that are way nicer and posher than everyone else.
There are, but you're still talking about these pro athletes are going to have the best of the best, but... I mean, I see the understanding behind the thinking here, but none of these ideas to me are transformative and change the impact in if you win or not. Now, what I do feel bad for is all the fans that are great that can't go to these games. Like if Milwaukee is to run through the Eastern Conference, that sucks.
When was the last time Milwaukee was in an NBA Finals?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah, they haven't been in one since, have they?
No, after they won
it. I'm trying to remember if all those Don Nessler teams in the late 70s, early 80s, they always would
lose to
the Sixers or the Celtics.
Yeah, but I don't...
In the East.
Those Glenn Robinson teams?
No, I'm going back to
Terry
Cummings, Junior Bridgman, Marcus Johnson.
They were good, but I don't think they did.
They couldn't get past the Sixers and the Celtics right. at that time. They'd lose to them in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Went to the finals in 70-71, 73-74, and since then, they've made the conference finals in the 80s, conference finals in the 80s, couldn't get through. They made a conference. They lost the conference finals. That was a team I was thinking. In 2000-2001, they lost in Game 7 to Philly. The 76ers went, and they went, of course, to the conference finals last year. So, no, they have not been in an NBA finals since they lost in
73-74.
Yeah, so that was the last time they were in it, 73-74.
Yeah, so you think about the fan base in that regard, you feel really bad for them because they have that great chance. And look, there's just so many unknowns. It does suck for the teams that played their asses off and got to this point. But there's just another part of me that can't help but say, really? Suck it up, Buttercup. Everybody else is dealing with the same circumstance. You don't think Oklahoma City doesn't want to play or doesn't want some advantage because now they don't get to play in front of their fans? Portland, Memphis, even the fringe playoff teams. There's a lot of them that have great fan bases. They're not going to get any of this. So if really putting different wood down is going to dictate whether you win or lose.
Having your logo at center court.
You're probably not destined to win a championship. What I'm more interested in is the timeline of the next season starting. Because if this thing does go into October for the finals, I can't fathom they're starting in December. Because if they do, 8 of the 30 teams would have almost a year off. Yeah. And 22 would have just 2 months. That's a huge difference between rest. So I wonder how that's going to play a factor here. I don't blame them for bringing it up. I just think it's going to be things like hotel, and that's sure. kind of about it.
That seems pretty reasonable. You give them the best hotel rooms. I'm okay with that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.